Healthy with Figs, and I'm Figs, your go-to expert to help you feel more connected in your relationship. And I'm here today with Teal, my wife.
That's me.
And so we are now 11 days post due date. 11?
10
days. 10. It feels like it's 2 days today. Yeah,
we are.
So we're 10 days post due date. Can I show them that you're still pregnant?
Yeah.
So look, there's the belly. So yeah, we're still waiting for the arrival of our little boy, Kian. And we thought we'd just come and say hello, impromptu.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the side of the street waiting to get into, what's it called again?
Izakaya Sozai. We're going to go get pork chow ramen bowls.
We need like twice cooked pork ramen bowls.
It's so good.
It's really good.
It's all I want to eat right now.
Yeah.
But I have to say, this has been a challenging time for us. And I was hoping to...
Yeah. So tell me, how has it been challenging for you? Like, what makes it challenging?
What makes it challenging is that birth is, it's, people are, I just feel like there's a lot of pressure.
What do you mean though? Pressure for what?
Like to have a baby right now.
Exactly. You're under a lot of pressure. Like everybody's asking, right? Like, where's that baby?
Yeah. They get like really concerned, and Figs gets really concerned.
I get concerned.
Figs gets really concerned.
I do. Look, it is really stressful, as I know we've talked about in one of the last podcasts, the waiting. And I gotta say, I am so grumpy. I am so short with people. Like, I mean, you know, relatively, right, compared to normal.
Let's be fair. You're also really awesome. You're really awesome with our daughter. My mom is staying with us. Who's amazing?
Hey, I love your mom.
And you're amazing with my mom.
Thank you.
I thought
you just said that. Am I doubly amazing with your mom?
Yeah. You're amazing squared. You're also awesome with my little brother, who's also with us. So it's like, so we got a full house.
And your dad was here today.
My dad was here.
We do.
It's like
we have a
posse.
We have a full house. But we wanted just to share a little bit about, look, we're really in this thing that we always try and help our clients to do, is to trust the process, right? When couples come to see us for couples counseling, we're always trying to tell them, look, you know, things are hard between the two of you, but you can relax now because you're held by a process, you're inside a container, and if you can just trust the process, everything else will look after itself, right? Easier said than done, right? It's always easier said than done. And easy advice to give. Well, we're right in the middle of it now. Like, we're like 100% like, oh, let's just trust the process. What do you mean trust the process? Why the freaking hell is our baby? Right? It's not that easy to do.
It's really not. And it's hard not to just go into like fear mode thinking. So, and I'm there a lot.
Totally.
So it's like I wish I was like in the trust the process, like immersed in the trust the process, like sauna or hot tub. But and then I was just kind of like peeking my head out into the fear world. But I feel like it's the opposite.
You just peek out into trust and the rest of the time you're in fear.
Or like, it's like I feel like in my heart of hearts, I am.
Your phone's ringing.
And
we did say it was impromptu.
This is impromptu.
Here, come here. Who was it that rang you?
I don't know. Unknown name.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever. It's not the restaurant. The restaurant telling us we have to go eat our pork ramen bowls. But come here. Like, so what? What would you say? I know it's really hard, right? You walk down the street, like you won't even go in and pick up. She won't pick up Grace from school, which I totally get. I walk in, I'm not even the one pregnant, although my belly has gotten bigger through pregnancy.
Barely.
Sympathy pregnancy. But so come here, I walk in there and every single person is just looking at me. Is there any news? Is there any news? And it's like, it does get a little old, so I can't even imagine what it's like for you, everybody looking at you going, that woman's about to pop.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
But you know what? It's weird. I have to also go from my, like, what does my internal process, like, what makes me feel good?
Yeah.
What makes me feel good is being normal and being out, and I feel good.
Right.
I know I'm like 10 days post due date, but I like feel amazing. I'm like walking a lot, doing like acupuncture, massages, spending time with my sweetie.
And what else? What happened earlier?
I got some action.
Well, yeah, it's sexy time. So, but you know, not yes. We might as well be honest. Like we did.
We do everything that's labor starting.
Exactly. We had some 41 weeks, 3 day sexy time. It's pretty.
Someone just walked by.
Wow.
You have to be creative.
You do. But so come here. Look, the other thing, just like on our little impromptu chat, like we have been getting into our cycle. And what do I mean by our cycle? We've been getting into fights, right? Because when I'm stressed, what I want to do is contain. I want to shut down and just wait for the event. I don't want to do anything. I want to watch rugby, either recordings on YouTube or watch live games, because the British and Irish Lions are down in New Zealand right now, and it only happens once every 12 years, and it's absolutely the best rugby ever in the world. And so I want to escape into that, and I don't want to talk to people, I don't want to do any work. And Teal, you're, if you don't mind, and then you can fill in, she wants to do every single household task ever that she's ever thought of. We're hanging art up, we're moving plants, we're like, I'm just like, would you just, Jesus, for flip's sake, would you leave me alone? Would I get back to watching some videos? Sorry, I said something land on my bald head. Something got stuck right there. But we've been getting into little cycles.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, this is a really good point because, I mean, just how stress creates cycles. Like, we're under stress. There's a time limit. We're planning a home birth.
Yeah.
There's, like, logistical stress.
Right.
There's emotional, there's so much excitement. But then when I wake up and I'm not in labor, that turns into anxiety.
Exactly. And then, look.
And
I
when
got,
we're anxious and a little disappointed or like, and being pressured by like, have you given birth yet? And
totally.
And home birth, you know, regulations, we end up, you know, lashing out at each other.
Right. Well, I'd get into
you're my person, so I lash out at you.
Right. Well, no, well, like, look, I get into the, I feel powerless, right? Because you get to decide when you take castor oil to induce labor, when you don't.
I do that with my R's too sometimes.
With your what?
With my R's.
What did I say?
Like, you said labor.
Castor. Oh, labor. I've never done that before.
Really? Because I do that.
It's like label. When are you going to start your... Okay.
Or I just say...
But no, but come here. Look, and the other thing, it's funny, that I thought was interesting. I feel like I'm reverting back to my kind of heritage. I'm getting like super grumpy. And if there's like, Jesus, would you get out of the back seat and sit in the front seat? Like, I'm really kind of stern.
Yeah.
Like, quick. I'm kind of quick to jump into being a bit grumpy.
You are.
I know. I feel terrible about it. But look, again, and
well,
I'm trying to
give... Why do you feel terrible
about
it?
Well, because I wish I wasn't so harsh with you, obviously. My God, my number one job is to support you. And I'm having these moments where I'm being kind of, like, cold and mean and angry. Like, all of a sudden, like, I'm a old Irish farmer. Just what you get out of there right now. Like, I'll just shout at you, right? And, of course, I shouted at the doctor today. Anyway, sorry. There's more to that story, but don't worry. That was good, though. They
deserve
it.
You're good at a repair.
I spoke up when I would need it to. But so come here. I feel bad about that, but I also am going to give myself some grace. Right, you know.
Our daughter
Grace. But I'll also give myself a little grace that I am under stress. There's no point in beating myself up. It's hard to be this late. When I say late, like, we're not late.
Okay,
but
after
this
due
far
date,
past
most people think
due
we're late.
Date.
It's totally normal to go up to 42 weeks. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, I love that you're giving yourself grace. I mean, I guess that just, like, leads me to a question about trusting the process, right? Which is, like, how do you trust the process when you're under stress? And I know we're all of us are under stress.
Yeah.
Immense stress. A lot of people are under stress that I don't even never experienced.
Totally.
You know, like people have really hard things. So
right.
So what's a way that to tap into trusting the process?
Right. Well, so it's interesting. Look, I love that we did this impromptu, right? Because this isn't now coming from these places where I'm totally resourced and talking to someone that's actually in the middle of something stressed. Like I am stressed. So what are some of the ways, like we talked about, we've been here, right? Grace was, it would be the equivalent of Grace was born in 3 days from now.
2 days.
Okay, I'm a day ahead or behind. That's every okay. time. So great. So look, we've been in this exact spot before and everything worked out perfectly. So can we trust the process because we have evidence in the past that everything worked out, right? Absolutely. And if the other thing, the second one I would just say, is if we actually just slow down for one brief moment and kind of drop all of the thoughts, all of the planning, all of the strategy, and just take a moment to be here in this exact moment, listening to the San Francisco, that was another weird slur, San Francisco traffic, little doggies walking by.
Those and were big dogs.
They were scary dogs, but good, don't want to upset the pit bull community. Jesus. Love pit bulls. Not against them. Okay. But like everything's actually okay in this moment. Look at this. We're totally fine. We're gonna go eat freaking ramen noodles with, like, and we're talking like really fatty pork through
don't
the
say that again because that's like I don't wanna
how we upset other people.
Well, I don't wanna isolate the
now the vegans. We're in big trouble. Vegans, pit bull owners, everybody hates us. Look,
we're stressed. Look at us.
Give us a little grace. A little grace. We are going out of our minds. We either have a baby today. Tomorrow morning. We're doing it. So I don't know. Like, trust the process. You survived before. Worst thing that ever happened to you has already happened. You're going to be fine. And what's the other thing? And just be here now. Actually, everything is pretty okay right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong.
Everything's amazing.
We're totally fine.
Right now, yeah.
What else? Just love each other?
Yeah, love each other.
That's
and
right.
Just try to be kind. And if you snap at me or I snap at you, let's just work on the repair.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, let's just get back to our yummy place. Today was good. Like, you snapped at me. I cried. I needed to cry anyway. It actually felt really
Thanks
good for me.
Sharing. But I was mean once again. But no, I did.
Well,
I did. You're
I'm
right.
pretty sensitive.
We had a tough morning, but then we ended up walking on the beach and we had an amazing morning. We were walking through puddles together and splashing. And
it was really perfect.
It really was amazing. The beach was so beautiful this morning.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, we're a resource. Be present. You survive worse. Everything will be okay. As I say that to you, just saying it to myself, we're going to head off and have some
ramen.
Ramen. And thanks for listening and watching Empathy with Figs. We've got some people walking by. They're having a good Friday night. Yoo-hoo! So thanks for watching, listening to Empathy with Figs. And next time you see us, we'll have a baby boy as part of our family. So thank you. Anything you want to say, Teal, before we
just
end?
Just be gentle with yourself.
Yeah, you deserve it.
You deserve it.
I do. Teal.
I definitely do.
Teal really does
well,
right now.
Well, come on. We all do.
We all do. I love you.
I love you.
Adios.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. The Empathy with Figs podcast and Who Are You in Love interview series are not to be confused with individual or couples psychotherapy. In this podcast, I provide coaching and content for informational and entertainment purposes only. Listening or watching this podcast cannot replace the specialized training and professional judgment of a mental health care provider. If you are experiencing a medical or psychiatric emergency, please call 911 or reach out to your medical doctor.